President Trump is changing his position on several big economic issues. From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. U.S. markets are reacting to news that President Trump is reversing several economic policies from the campaign trail. No to labeling China a currency manipulator. Yes to the Export-Import Bank and several other interesting statements in an interview with the Wall Street Journal. For more market news, I'm joined by Marketplace regular Diane Swan. She's CEO of DS Economics in Chicago. And Diane, before we get to the president's comments, the Labor Department is out with new wholesale prices this morning, showing a slight decline. What does that tell us about the economy right now?
Well, we saw the slight decline in due part to energy prices. I think the more important issue is underlying inflation, particularly in the service sector. When you look at the year-over-year movement in inflation, is starting to heat up. I think we're going to continue to see that as well in the CPI as it comes in tomorrow. What we're seeing is a warming trend. Some of it's because we had really low energy prices a year ago, and they're higher. But in the service sector, that's more tied to wages. That's what the Fed's been waiting for, to feel like they're sort of ready to get that affirmation that raising rates is the right thing to do at this stage of the game.
So CPI coming out tomorrow, as well as a big retail report. What are you expecting there?
Yeah, unfortunately, the retail report's going to be a little weak. We had very heavy winter storms, which disrupted a lot of retail, so it'll be a weak number. And, of course, it's really helping them scramble even more to how do they switch their services from traditional in-store shopping to online, what we call bricks to clicks, which is an ongoing restructuring in the retail sector.
Let's talk about this interview out today from the Wall Street Journal. We have President Trump switching gears a bit to express what looks like support for Fed Chair Janet Yellen. What's behind that change of heart?
Well, certainly we appreciate that we support an independent Fed. The change of heart, I think, is coming from the fact that the president and the White House are looking to propose budgets that will induce large deficits. And politicians who do that tend to prefer a Federal Reserve that keeps rates low. And so the fact that Chair Yellen has been someone who's kept rates low all of a sudden puts him in his favor. The problem is we really want the Fed's action to be very independent of the president. And I think one of the things we've seen is historically, unequivocally, whenever the president has tried to interfere with monetary policy and what we call monetize the debt, we have three big examples: Truman, Johnson, and Nixon. And in fact, when they did that, we ended up with a lot more inflation, which would be a real shock for an economy with it seeing nearly 40 years of decelerating inflation.
Diane Swank is CEO of DS Economics in Chicago. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Five years ago, our David Brancaccio went on a road trip to find jobs taken over by robots. His one companion for the otherwise solo drive across the country was a GPS he'd hacked to speak to him using his wife's voice. You know, for companionship. It's 5 years later, and he's on a new road trip to find robot-proof jobs, the ones that technology can't replace. But he's also looking for a new digital buddy. Here's David.
I wanted to hold auditions for some state-of-the-art technology to play the role of sidekick, robot in the literary tradition of Sancho Panza or C-3PO. Well, how about digital raconteur? It's called Benjamin software on a laptop. Co-creator Ross Goodwin and I get typing.
Art is everywhere.
In our natural environment.
In our natural, perfect, environment. Art is, and then I'll just let the machine complete.
A difference in manner and in a profound production of art and beauty. And in the
Benjamin, the software, learns from the writing of humans to create original stories of its own.
At the time we met, Goodwin was about to embark on his own road trip from New York to New Orleans with old Benjamin here to see if visual inputs might inspire new stories to spill forth.
A surveillance camera on the hood, a GPS on the roof, a microphone on the inside to pick up conversation, and a clock, which will just be on my computer. And those four elements are going to narrate our journey in conjunction with a set of neural nets and create sort of an automatic on-the-road type narrative.
And know this about Benjamin. The software was fed the scripts of hundreds of movies and by itself generated a movie outline.
Subterranean Artist, a comedy about a young man who is at the center of a competition for a young girl who wants to prove he is a man of sexual activity.
Reading the outline there is Oscar Sharp, a human filmmaker and Hollywood screenwriter who works with Goodwin.
Real actors later interpreted this synopsis, and the resulting short film created quite a stir at a science fiction film contest.
Not only was it shortlisted in the top 10, with some quotes from the judges, the human judges, that were pretty delightful, like, the only thing that would enjoy this is another computer, and I'll give it top marks if they promise never to do it again.
Here's a clip from the result.
What are you doing?
I don't want to be honest with you.
You don't have to be a doctor.
I'm not sure. I don't know what you're talking about.
As sketched out by a machine, Goodwin and Sharp are emphatic that this is not a replacement for a screenwriter, just another tool like a saxophone, an instrument that humans can use to play a new riff. But you can see where this is going. This automation eventually goes everywhere. A robot generator of road trip narrative. Sounds like my job is getting automated here. Pretty good machine companion, though. From the road, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
Look for robot-proof jobs in the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed, where you can hear what David's wife sounded like on that GPS. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.